Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcasts. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcasts. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Right now, honey. I was going to do the Zoe 101 theme song with your countdown, but no, that she's canceled. Hey, everybody. What's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Wow, that was just obnoxious to start with. Turns out I have not eaten a square meal today, or a circular one, or any meal for that matter. Now, I'm Chris Clemens. Welcome to the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts, and rate and review, guys. We don't need to top the charts. Let's like mid the charts for now. I'd be happy with that. So rate and review wherever you get podcasts, and be sure to check out youtube.com/Chris if you want video episodes. We are also working on getting the Patreon really amped up to include the podcast now that we are owners of it. Yep. And don't have to worry about management. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/Chris, that's that. Today's cause, Jake actually brought to my attention, and it is the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance. For those who aren't familiar with it, DBSA recognizes the unique ways identity, culture, and access affect people living with mood disorders. They strive to create safe and inclusive spaces for individuals to feel empowered on their own path to wellness. DBSA seeks to create equitable access to peer support services and mental health resources and advocate for all individuals with a lived experience with a mood disorder, regardless of cultural and social identity or systemic barriers. We're going to put the link down below to donate and or learn more about it if you would like. Obviously, as someone with depression, wow, has that just changed the way I live life? So I just think, you know, no matter what your background is, I think it's incredible to be able to have support in any sort of capacity. So please check out the link down below and donate to DBSA or learn more. Yeah, let's get right into the episode. Now, something we did a lot before our little 3-week hiatus was pop culture and just learning more about the world around us. However, because this episode is going to come out in a couple of weeks, I figured that that shit wouldn't be relevant. And so, oh my God, I'm so excited because I've been putting this off for truly ever. I think we asked this on a past podcast episode or something. I don't remember what it was, but someone was like, what's the craziest thing that happened in like your hometown or home state or anything like that? And there was like a famous murder that happened in Delaware. All I remember is that there was like a cooler, a body diced up in cubes, and a boat. And so I figured today we would dive in to the full story. And this is from the Delaware Online, which is like the Delaware newspaper. Huh? The headline is 20 years later, 12 details about Thomas Capano murder trial. The first line of this is pretty brutal. Sex, politics, secrets, family, murder. hooked. Lurid elements swirling around the capital murder trial of wealthy Wilmington lawyer Thomas Capano captivated the public and made it one of the most sensational and dramatic court cases in Delaware history. Bitch, I mean, that's not saying much, is it? 20 years ago, on January 17th, 1999, a frigid Sunday morning, a jury found Capano guilty of killing 30-year-old Anne Marie Fahey, a scheduling secretary for the then-governor Tom Carper. It was actually one of the very few first-degree U.S. murder cases that got a conviction, even though there was no body, weapon, or witness to the killing. Now, okay, this is the crime. Fahey, a single, insecure woman... Gee, why did you have to... put her like that. Fahey, a single insecure woman, was trying to end her secret relationship with 49-year-old Capano, a married man with four daughters who also had other mistresses. After a night dining out in Philadelphia, Capano apparently shot Fahey at his rented home in Wilmington's Highlands neighborhood and jammed her body into a cooler. Capano's two brothers, Louis and Jerry, helped him get rid of evidence and later testified against him. So did his other girlfriend, Deborah A. McIntyre, who had bought a gun for her lover. Oh my God. Jerry Capano said he took his oldest brother out onto his boat off the coast of New Jersey to dispose of the body. When the cooler wouldn't sink after firing a bullet into it, Tom Capano then dumped Fahey's body in the Atlantic Ocean. The cooler floated away and was later found by fishermen. They turned it over to authorities. Fahey's remains and the gun have never been recovered. And in Delaware, this is like crazy because Jerry Capano, the brother, has kids who were like were in my year, but at a different school in the area. And like, I have mutual friends with their family. It's like so spooky booky. So the trial. During the trial, Connolly, the young, unflappable federal prosecutor who led the investigation, endured Capano's intense hatred, which included verbal attacks. At one point, Capano had even planned to put a hit on him. That's not a great idea when you're already up for trial for murder. Judge William Swain Lee sentenced Capano to death. It was later overturned. Capano died of a heart attack on September 19, 2011 at age 61. Ooh, in a correctional center in Smyrna, Delaware, where he was serving the life sentence. Oh, the conviction was a stunning fall from grace for Capano, who had once counseled a Delaware governor and mayor and was the privileged eldest son of a well-known Italian custom home builder. Oh my God, yeah, Capano is like the name all over. I'm trying to think in LA. It's the, who do the Galleria and shit?
The Caruso.
The Caruso. It's literally like that, where it's like Caruso was all over everything in LA. It's like Capano is all over everything in Delaware. And yeah, that was like the crazy thing that happened in my town, that they tried to put a dead person in a cooler and then have it sink? Apparently the jury was initially split on the case. And this is also kind of interesting because I like was not old enough to know about any of this as it was happening. Yeah, basically that is the drama of what happened. Like that's the craziest thing that happened in my state, besides like Joe Biden becoming president. But yeah, isn't that crazy? So such a buildup for nothing.
Imagine trying to like go into the cooler to grab a beer.
Well, the cooler has a bullet hole in it, so I'm hoping they bought a new one. Can you imagine, though?
Finding that?
No, well, finding it, one. But two, killing someone and then, like, trying to force a dead body into a cooler? I think I would, like, vomit.
Also, why not, at that point, dump it in the ocean? Why would you put it in something that floats?
Oh, maybe to transport her?
Oh, they shot the cooler so that it would sink?
I guess a hole would go in it. But I'm like, do you guys not understand how coolers work? Or is it just me?
Yeah, it'd be like attaching like floaties to the arms.
Yeah, literally to like a corpse. Yeah, so that's the craziest thing that's happened. Oh my God, wait. Someone I went to middle school with is married to one of Jerry Capano's kids. Oh my God, I forgot this layer of the story. I'm going to stop telling people in Delaware's business to the internet. I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, that was the craziest thing that happened in Delaware. I said I was gonna do that at the live show, but I didn't because There was way crazier stories to tell at that live show. Wow. Now we're going to get into voicemails, and the prompt we're going to be responding to was the biggest or craziest scandal that happened at your high school or college. But for the next episode, I want you guys to call in to 310-844-6459 and tell me about the biggest scam you've fallen for. I know a lot of people have fallen for scams. I also have fallen for scams, and maybe I'll share my own experience when you guys do. But call in, tell me about your biggest scam that you've been a part of, or maybe one that you orchestrated. I could be into that as well. You know, we're really open to anything here. But yeah, let's hear about the high school or college scandals. I'm so excited. I wonder if Lori Loughlin's going to call in.
Hi, Chris. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
I'm going to tell you about a school scandal that I remember. Honestly, there are a lot, so I'm just going to tell you the biggest one. So we had this student teacher who was probably 24, 25 years old, I'm guessing. Very beautiful, very nice. She was like helping in my English class, whatever. Well, one day during lunch, the police come in and they arrest her right in the middle of the cafeteria in front of everyone.
What?
And we're all like, what the hell is going on? So then after school, her mugshot gets sent around like the next day or something like that. And she was sleeping with students. Yep. She slept with 4 or 5 football players. 2 of them were my friends, and they didn't, I'm really surprised they didn't say anything to me, because what the hell, you would think that teenage boys would be spreading that everywhere, but no, they were keeping that secret. But she was getting other kids' Snapchats, other kids' phone numbers. She, like, in the class that she's in with them, helping their head teacher, and go to the bathroom and take naked pictures of herself in the bathroom, send them to that child, and then she would come back into the classroom and just, like, they'd be there. Like, what the hell? Like, oh, my God. Like, it's just so weird thinking about that looking back. But, yeah, she did that. She was fucking around with students, and she got arrested. I'm pretty sure she tried to, like, plead insanity to not get in as much trouble. And she was engaged, so that poor guy probably was freaking heartbroken. Oh. But, yeah, that's probably the biggest scandal that happened at my high school. Love you.
Thank you. Wow, I want to hear the others now. Oh my God, that I can't even imagine having been in high school and having a teacher with a f***ing mugshot floating around. Like, in high school, that would have hit so different. I know how I felt about the Trump mugshot. Oh my God, I can't imagine if I was a little shit in high school and a teacher had a mugshot. Wow, that's crazy. She f***ed around and found out. Wow, that is crazy. I'm trying to think. One of the biggest scandals at my high school was that our rival high school burned a football field length penis onto our football field. I think it was like homecoming weekend. And then did our school burn one back? Or maybe we didn't because they had turf and we didn't. And we were like, well, at least our grass can grow back. And I was like, guys, that's like not a flex. They have turf. We have grass. Okay, we are going to do a new little segment. So we've done this on a few past episodes where we have gotten things from Reddit. There is just, Morgan from Two Hot Takes has like opened my mind to everything that there is on Reddit. And so Justin collected 3, maybe, stories for a segment we're calling the Reddit Rodeo. So giddy up, horsey. Let's strap in.
Am I the asshole for starting my period on my boyfriend's lap? I, 18... Oh. Female, love my boyfriend, 21, male. But yesterday we got into an argument that made me very upset. Yesterday my boyfriend and I were watching a movie together and I was sitting on his lap. I got up to get drinks halfway through, but when I sat up, I noticed that there was blood on his jeans. Moments later, he noticed it too, and I apologized, realizing I must have started my period. My boyfriend freaked out and started shouting at me, asking why I'd ruin his favorite jeans. He stomped up to the bedroom and slammed the door. I felt pretty upset and guilty, especially when I checked my period tracker and realized I was due to start today, and I should have been more aware that I was close to starting my period. Today, he's apologized for shouting, but says he's still really upset about the jeans. He thinks I should have been more careful knowing that I was due to start my period today. I've tried to wash the jeans, but they're still stained. I feel guilty, but also upset that he got so angry with me. So am I the asshole?
No, your boyfriend is the asshole, and also a f***. What the f***? Bitch, they're a pair of jeans. I get it. Get over it. I mean, oh my God, as if having your period isn't hard enough, like, to then feel shame about it. Like, this is why you should leave his ass. Oh my God, I keep thinking this is like audience submitted, and I'm like, leave him! This girl hopefully probably already did. But oh my God, no, that is insane. Like, not only does it gotta be insane to get like reprimanded for having a bodily function, but then to feel so bad that you have to ask Reddit if you're an asshole. It's not like she was like, hey, I'm gonna take a big old dookie on your chest, bitch. Like, what the f***? Every day, I am surprised by men.
He should just buy like 10 pairs of red pants. Problem solved.
He should just not date women.
Yeah.
True.
He should go away.
He should really try sucking a dick. One, to keep his mouth closed, and two, because he might love it.
He might want to just say, hey, are you okay? Can I help you with that instead? You know? Like, that's ridiculous.
And that's the parent on our podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay.
At least I didn't do a, hey, it's on Reddit joke. There we go. Right there.
Like red, the color of period blood.
Yeah, and the pants that he should buy.
Thanks for the dad joke explanation. Yes, yes.
All right, up next. This is a long one, so strap in. Am I the asshole for being angry at a fake scratch ticket? It was my birthday a couple weeks ago. My sister always buys people scratch tickets as gifts. It's honestly kind of annoying. However, this year when I got it, I did the standard procedure. Scratch it off, look at it, move on. But this time I saw that I had won over $300,000 to be exact. Now, my financial situation is rough at the moment, to say the least, so I just froze. I'm pretty sure I just went into shock, just staring at the ticket. At some point, I started crying. Aww. I know this is a lot of money for anyone, but this would have been life-changing for me had it been real. I got up and hugged my sister, sat back down, sobbing, parentheses, happy tears. I would have the time to find a better job without having to worry about rent. I could get my car fixed or get a new one. I was going wild thinking of the possibilities of financial wiggle room. Then I actually looked at my sister. She looked nervous. She saw me looking at her and looked down at the floor. Then she informed me that the ticket was not real. Turns out it was one of the prank ones. I didn't say anything. I just switched to angry / devastated tears and left. This was at my parents' house.
It says what kind of tears they are.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like obsessed with the detail.
I've stayed furious for the past few weeks. My family is telling me that this was starting to get excessive and that I should let it go. Admittedly, I hadn't told my family the extent of my financial struggles, but I still feel like this was cruel of her. I knew that fake tickets existed, but I didn't think of them because one, utter shock. Two, I always thought of the fake ones being multi-million dollars. So it didn't click.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
So I don't know. I haven't spoken to my sister since then, and I've ignored all her attempts to contact me. Am I the one wrong in this?
I think you're both wrong. Like, wow. Okay. I mean, like that, that feeling must be awful. Like that, there is nothing. Oh, that must be awful. I think they're both the asshole because I think if you get anybody the prank scratch-off tickets as the sole gift, you should be shot.
Yeah.
Like, that's psychotic. Get me nothing instead. Give me a hug. Don't. Oh, my God. I would be pissed.
It's not even a good joke. Like, you could prank someone better than... It's just a bad...
Right?
Yeah.
Like, do it to a rich person, not someone who's already going through, like, a time. I do think... Your sibling or the sibling feels bad, though, and is clearly trying to fix things. So I do feel like you are kind of the asshole for not accepting that because you're the one who jumped to conclusions. And I mean, I get, who are we saying is the asshole? I'm going to say the receiver is the asshole.
I just Googled it. On the black market, a kidney goes for about $160,000. So how bad does she really feel? She could give him some sort of payday.
What?
Sell your organs.
I'm literally too stunned to even respond.
I'm sitting next to Justin like, why is he Googling how much is a kidney?
How bad do you feel?
Sam's like, I'm suddenly feeling unsafe. What's blinks twice.
She's like, he just bought that cooler.
Stop.
No.
When I was Googling that, I was like, is this going to get me in trouble?
No, I feel like that's... Oh, but it's on the black market. Can you not sell a kidney? Like, on the normal market? On the white market?
I don't think so. I think that's why they have a... I think that's why they have... It's like an underground thing. I don't think you can sell organs.
But, like, what if I wanted to sell my own kidney? Like, in a very legal way.
I think you have to donate it, right?
Why do I have to donate it? It's mine.
Can you sell a kidney legally? Yeah. The National Organ Transplant Act, enacted in 1984, disallows either the sale or purchase of human organs. Doing so can be punishable by as much as 5 years in prison or a fine of $50,000.
Well, how would I even pay that fine if I can't even sell the fucking kidney?
The more you know.
Wait, that is so stupid. I'm just trying to be a business boss.
Let me sell my body.
Let me literally...
But you can sell semen and...
I was just about to say that!
Yeah.
That is such bullshit.
Well, it's probably trying to keep, you know, transplants fair.
Well, what? Whose side are you on, Sam? Whose fucking side are you on, you little narc?
Yeah, there's like a dark side of people like actually taking organs from people and selling them on the market too. So, I mean, I think they're trying to...
Oh my God.
Stop. I mean, it's actually pretty serious. But I think if you needed a kidney, like, that would be amazing if you could go out and buy one.
But why couldn't... What if I'm like, I'm good with my kidney. Can I get rid of it? I'd rather have the cash.
You got two.
I can't do that?
No, but I agree with you. I think you should be able to do whatever you want.
Thank you. It's never good when Justin and I are agreeing on the same outlandish thing. But
who's it hurting?
That's how I feel. Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
The government's going to recoup some of that as taxes. I know that.
It's true.
Last time I checked, the national debt, I don't think, is saying no.
But so who's the asshole?
I think
the government.
Period. When in doubt, the government is the asshole. I think the sister is the asshole for giving it, but the receiver is the asshole for, like, taking it way too seriously. That's my verdict. Do we have one more?
Am I the asshole for telling a stranger that her friends hate her? My friend and I went out to dinner recently in Italy, where we sat next to a table extremely close to us. It consisted of a group of four Americans, so they were obviously on holiday together as well. As soon as one girl from their group left for the bathroom, let's call her Hannah, the other three friends started immediately talking shit about her. Some examples include calling her ditzy, annoying for crying while they were abroad, failing a class at school, and talking with negative connotations towards her having sex.
This literally sounds like they're describing me. I'm like, they failed a college course. They're stupid. I'm like, okay, wow, was this me?
No, let's call her Hannah.
So one of them asked to be told when Hannah was coming back so that they would have a warning of when to stop bad-mouthing. My friend and I immediately felt very bad for the girl and agreed we would not want to be in a lifelong friendship with people that secretly hated her. We decided we wanted to let Hannah know the situation before we left. As we were leaving, my friend verified that Hannah was the girl in question they were referring to, and I proceeded to let her know what happened while she was in the bathroom and told her I would want someone to tell me if I was in her shoes. One of the friends of Hannah immediately started yelling at me, saying I didn't know shit or about what I was talking about. Hannah seemed grateful that I told her. My friend and I headed out immediately afterwards. So they seem pretty young, so it's likely Hannah is probably sharing a hotel with some of these people currently on their trip, so I feel bad that she has to deal with that. However, in my position, I would rather deal with having an awkward end of my trip with the knowledge that the people I'm with hate me so that I can cut them off rather than unknowingly stay in their lives. Am I the asshole?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I'm like lightheaded from reading that.
No, I'm like lightheaded from listening. I'm like, ooh, I think I'm just lightheaded because I haven't eaten. But I think, ooh, because on one hand, it's like you really don't know the situation. So, like, do you get involved?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, that is like the right thing to do to let someone know, like, hey, you're being talked about when you go to the bathroom.
It must have been like pretty fucked up if you felt compelled to like break that like stranger boundary to be like, yo, like what they were saying about you is like seriously fucked up.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if that makes them the asshole. I just think they're like, okay, whoa, I would love you to remain at least 50 feet away from me at all times. Like, that's a little, that's bold. that's bold to just like be eavesdropping and then, oh my God, that's bold. But on the other hand, it's like, yeah, I guess that is doing Hannah a service.
But it's like assuming that that's because that's what you would want. It's assuming that that's what that girl would want, but she's got to be there on that trip, stuck with them.
Also, like, they're in college or something. Like, they're in college. Like, all of your friendships are fake. What are you talking about?
It's true.
I feel like I would say something to the girls and be like, you guys are bitches. Stop talking about your friend like that. Or
yeah.
I would have said something like, isn't that the girl y'all just, that was just at the table?
Yeah.
Like, I would have held a mirror up to them, not told Hannah. Been like, hey, I'm about to ruin your fucking day, trip, and year.
Yeah, because they don't know the overall friendship, right? So it's like, for sure, you got to call out the people at the table and just say, hey, that's not cool. And they'd be like, oh, you do that all the time, right?
That's just kind of our thing.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know where that one stands, and I'm fine just letting it float off to sea like a little cooler. Let's do another voicemail. Let's do another voicemail.
This one.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Chris. My name is Sammy. I am a longtime viewer. You
I
asked
just
for
shit myself.
Hot gossip from high school.
Hold on. Pause the voicemail. Pause the voicemail. Pause the voicemail. I almost just literally shitted the podcast chair. Booger has been getting up. If you're not watching the episodes, you're only getting half the story. If you're not watching, there is so much happening with the visuals.
Jake is naked.
No, gross. Booger keeps getting up from her bed because I think she has to go OUT, and so I've been like trying to prolong this as long as possible, but she just was sitting in front of me and in mock speed whipped around to look at me as if she was about to bark. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor, and then we will be right back. Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, which is HelloFresh. If you don't know, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that is why it's America's number one meal kit. With fall being here, you have places to be, and standing in the checkout line is not one of them. Leave the meal planning and grocery shopping to HelloFresh with pre-portioned ingredients and easy step-by-step recipes delivered to your door. You'll save so much time and cut out the hassle. With fall here, the last place I want to be is in a checkout line purchasing groceries when I could be out in the fall frolicking in the leaves with Booger. With HelloFresh's pre-portioned ingredients and their step-by-step easy recipes, it gives me more time to spend outside admiring the leaves changing. But also, I get really busy in the fall between my birthday, holidays, family stuff, and when I'm not having the energy to cook or meal prep, I order delivery, which I hate doing because HelloFresh is literally 25% cheaper than takeout. And it's also just less expensive than grocery shopping. All I have to do is pick the recipes, I get my pre-portioned fresh ingredients right to my door, and then I get to cooking, good looking. Another aspect I really love of HelloFresh is I actually find myself remaking the recipes they give me, and I find myself trying meals that I would never have thought I was actually able to cook. I am seriously such a HelloFresh stan, it's crazy. Now HelloFresh is hooking it up for our Unhinged listeners, so go to HelloFresh.com/50Unhinged and use code 50Unhinged for 50% off plus free shipping. Again, that is HelloFresh.com/50Unhinged and use code 50Unhinged for 50% off plus free shipping on America's number one meal kit, baby. Thank you so much, HelloFresh, for working with me and supporting the podcast. I love you. All right, let's break up this love fest and get back to the episode. We are back. Booger had the nice little zoomies. Did you run around with your friends next door? She's looking pissed at me. She's like, we're still in the basement. So we're back, and we are going to get back to the voicemail that I/Booger rudely interrupted, right? Just kidding. You're perfect. All right. Run the tape.
Hi, Chris. My name is Sammy. I am a longtime viewer.
Thank you.
You asked for hot gossip from high school, and although there was a lot of, like, sex scandals and a teacher going to prison, my thing I thought of was Strawberryta Gate. We had my senior year, I think it was homecoming, and there were, like, the popular kids. They, like, all had a party after homecoming, and, like, the senior vice president, the senior president, and the student body council president were all there, and there was a photo taken, and the student body, or I'm sorry, the senior president, and I think and VP, or maybe one of them, I think it was just the president, was in the photo, and there's a very, very blurry Strawberryta in the background. And the president ended up getting impeached, and then the vice president became the president, and it was a whole thing because it was the blurriest Strawberryta, looked like a Coke can, like, almost, but it was a Strawberryta. So, yeah, that was my political drama from high school with Strawberryta Gate. Love you, Chris. Have a wonderful day, and hi to Sam, Justin, and, oh, my God, I can't remember your manager's name. I'm so sorry. But love you, guys.
Drag him. His name is Jake, but why did all of y'all's teachers go to jail? Like, what?
There were so many we got so many voicemails, and most of them are teachers sleeping with students and, like revenge porn kind, like people, spreading around
nudes,
the most of them, but there was so many.
Oh my God.
And Chris is like, I wish I could have f***ed my teacher. And I'm like, I wish I got nudes in high school.
Everyone's doing it.
I'm not even going to dive into that topic. I'm like, we're just going to steer the other way. Oh, my God. The way I forgot Strawberryta's existed, those to me, senior year of high school, were like, I was like, this is peak adulthood. It has to be. Meanwhile, I'm like freshly 18. I thought Strawberryta's were the best things ever. Or maybe it was a Limerita. Regardless, it was pretty much a Mike's Hard Lemonade on like half a steroid. Did you know how much sugar was in those? Not to sound like a person who's almost 30.
Well, that's what would make you get so fucked up off them. Was the sugar content.
I know, and that's why my hangovers would be crazy. And I was like, wow, this drinking thing is no joke at age 18. Wow. I can't believe they got impeached in high school. That's more consequences than our actual president faced. And he sexually assaulted people. Oh, my God, we're doing... Okay. So, something that has been brought to my attention... Justin, what even is this? It's the Dunkin' Donuts frozen pumpkin spice coffee.
There's a thing on TikTok where this dude showed that there's like a pumpkin spice frozen Dunkin' Donuts coffee thing that has the equivalent of 14 donuts worth of sugar. He like pours the sugar out to show you it's like an entire cup of sugar in this thing. And so I was thinking like, you know, I think the pumpkin spice thing has just like hit like peak, or like it's a boiling point. It's like boiling over.
It's gone too far, dare I say.
Like there's everything pumpkin spice, like anything you can think of.
Everything. And it doesn't need to be. So Justin shared this, and I was actually supposed to get one of them, but I couldn't find it on the menu.
It's for the best.
No, it really, like, I don't think, I might actually go to church now. But I know we've done something similar like this in the past, but listen, if they can keep selling pumpkin spice every year, we're going to keep eating pumpkin spice every year.
And we can't sell kidneys. It's fucked up.
See, this would all be alleviated. I wouldn't need a podcast if I could just sell a fucking organ. Now, I went to a bunch of places and found as much pumpkin spice as I could. Trader Joe's being one of the biggest culprits. Walking through there was disturbing. Like, I was just waiting for, like, pumpkin spiced cheese, which, now that I say that out loud, sounds fire. So, yeah, I got a bunch of pumpkin spice flavored stuff, and we are going to taste test them. Now, because I have a gluten intolerance, I didn't want to ruin this little activity. So I have a bag that I'm going to spit the stuff containing gluten into, strictly so I don't turn into a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, like, floating character that's, like, held down by 100 old women. but, okay, there was a lot of stuff from Trader Joe's. We'll start with this, which is Oh, this, I did not see how viscous it was. That is really disturbing. So this is Trader Joe's pumpkin butter. I was kind of hoping for like a, you know, the cookie butter or whatever. I was kind of hoping for something like that, but like pumpkin spice. Also, you guys are getting the craziest thing. I'm going to put the iPad in front of my hole.
Hello.
No, Jake, you can't see that as my hole is showing to the camera.
It's just funny because the Apple logo looks like your butthole. Yeah,
I am Machinus ex Deus or whatever. Okay, this smells repulsive, and it is like, I wish I could like pour this out for y'all. It is okay. Here we go. This is the pumpkin butter from Trader Joe's. Oh God, what do they suggest as a pastry filling? Poultry glaze, ice cream topping on toast, or mixed in with fat-free cream cheese. Oh, that sounds fire. Ew. Okay. Ugh. That, I mean, okay, that isn't bad. By itself, it's awful. But like, if I were to, yeah, mix that in with cream cheese, I think I would literally bust a nut. A pumpkin spice nut. But funny enough, I grabbed a loopy bar because while I was taking booger out, I was like, I'm shaking. And it's the pumpkin seed one. How funny is that? I just noticed that. We're going to give like a 5 because I think it's practical. There's many uses. You're not supposed to eat it with a spoon, which explains why I think it's so disgusting. I don't know. Next up, we have, you know, those like caramels that every grandma has?
Werther's Originals?
Yeah, they make literal pumpkin spice flavored. So, I'm using my toe as a microphone holder.
Skill.
I am what? Talented.
That's fulfilling someone's fetish on every level.
Yeah, you like the microphone in my toes. Oh, I really don't know why this isn't just a video-only show. Okay. Whoa. Wow, the mouth noises you guys are hearing are crazy. Okay. So this just tastes like a caramel. Like, there's no pumpkin spice anything about this. That was divine. Are these gluten-free? Oh, nope, they're not. And I just swallowed it. So, off to a great start. That should be fine, though. Yeah, that tasted just like a caramel. Is it caramel? Caramel? I don't fucking care.
Choose your own adventure.
Everyone does it different.
I say caramel.
We're all unique in our own way. Next thing I got was from Trader Joe's. It is the pumpkin spice batons. Which I think are like those...
Pirouette.
Yeah, pirouette. I was going to say that, and then I was like, wow, I do not feel confident enough to scream that out. I also don't feel confident enough to be able to open this, if I'm being totally transparent with my audience. Okay, wow, they really don't want me to have these, which means they must be really good. Okay, here we go. Jesus Christ, it's like a Russian nesting doll. It's like, and I also, I for the gluten stuff, I'm gonna give it to my family. Don't worry, I'm not gonna just like toss it.
You're really good at that with the toes.
No, I can do like anything with my feet.
It's, oh yeah,
yeah. Wouldn't you like to know, bitch? I was waiting for that.
I'm booking a flight.
Why book a flight when you could book a cameo? I'm just kidding. Okay. Why won't this open? I have high hopes for these things. These were like the French vanilla ones of these were like when my mom would let me get them at the grocery store, I knew it was going to be a good day.
This is giving me an idea for another Photoshop contest.
Shut up.
What's in Chris's feet? Have we explained to people who aren't watching that he's holding the microphone between his toes while he's eating a pirouette?
Okay. Whoa. Those are pure gas. Holy shit. I might actually eat gluten. No, I won't. That's really crazy. I've learned that lesson too many times. Oh my God. The pumpkin spice batons from Trader Joe's. Big win. I've never seen these either. I don't know why more people don't talk about these. Also from Trader Joe's. Why have oat milk when you can have pumpkin spiced oat milk?
Oh, you're just going to drink it?
I mean, what do you want me to do? Pour it on my body?
Well, like use it as a creamer?
No, we're just going to drink it.
Wow.
Wow, the color of it is a gorgeous nude color, but that is not the color I want to be. Oh, I guess it's like light coffee. Mm. Oh my god, ew. Oh my god, ew.
That is like what I imagine like my facial cleanser tasting like. That is bad, and I shook it. It's gluten-free, lactose-free, dairy-free, vegan. Yeah, that tracks. I can f-ing say that with a full chest. Ugh. Oh my god. That was really gross. That was awful, in fact.
So it's oat milk? What's in it if it's...
It's... Oh god, I'm afraid to look. Oat base, water, hydrolyzed oats, cane sugar, canola oil, pumpkin puree... Natural flavor, sea salt, annatto extract for color. I don't think we needed the color. And gallon gum.
It's that gallon gum.
It's that goddamn gallon gum. I'm telling you. All right. The next thing is also from Trader Joe's. Like I said, Trader Joe's had so much pumpkin shit. They had like, oh my god, pancake mixes, waffle mixes, cake mixes, bread mixes. I was like, Jesus, enough with the pumpkin. Anyways, I did find organic pumpkin spice granola bark, and this is gluten-free, which I'm actually excited for because I don't have to spit it out. I can swallow. Okay, here we go. Wow, this looks gluten-free. Are we getting the crunches? Wow, that is just, ew. That is just a Quaker oatmeal bar or like granola bar. You know those like chewy bar? Ugh. Oh my god, this just brought me back to like sixth grade. Wow. Oh, I hated that. Ugh. Hated that. All right, this next one I am so excited about, but I know, like I'm excited about, but like if I was 10 and didn't know what gluten was. Hostess Ice Pumpkin Cupcakes. Like, I already know that these are going to knock my socks off, even though I already took off my socks at the beginning of the episode. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Oh my god, and they come wrapped as little individual... Yeah, booger, I know your eyes are all over this. Chill. Oh my god, and like the little swirl is orange even. Wow, capitalism is just crazy.
Oh.
That's an interesting flavor profile. Hmm. Huh. Ooh, where's the bag? Wow. Okay.
Ew.
That was conflicting because that at first tasted great. And then I don't know if red dye number 4 has a flavor profile, but it tasted really, really fake. It has like, it's nice and moist though, but at what cost? Ugh. That was a letdown, honestly. Like the mouthfeel, wow, my mouth is salivating. It's like gluten. The mouthfeel was nice, but like the flavor was really like chemically. I don't know how to describe it.
No, like, I know what you mean. Like kind of just
like a candle.
Plasticky.
Scent.
A candle. Mm-hmm. That is literally, if you were to take a bite of a Yankee pumpkin spice candle, I'm almost guaranteeing they will taste the same.
Really?
Oh my god, candle. That is so exactly what it was.
That is what dinner. I imagine it, because I feel like those cupcakes are so good, but if they ruin it with the...
Yeah, it's like it doesn't need to do that. Wow, this one has quite a few different colors of dyes in this. Jesus Christ. All right, we have Jet Puffed Pumpkin Spiced Marshmallows. And they look as if someone discovered a marshmallow on the Mayflower. These look like they're more wrinkly than like this looks like human skin.
Ew. They look like little balls.
Little kidneys.
No, they're like wrinkled. Like, I don't even think you can see this from here. But like, wow, these have a smell. That is for sure. And why is my hand orange? What the f***? I mean, I know why, but why? Okay, here we go.
Oh, booger.
Hi, booger. You don't want this. Trust me. That one didn't have gluten in it. I just didn't like it. That tasted
That was like a mind f- that tasted like a dumpling that you would get at like a Chinese restaurant, but it was soft like a marshmallow.
Was it sweet?
Not really. It was like more savory. Yeah, it was not correct by any stretch of the imagination. All right, I thought this was really interesting. Lily's chocolate pumpkin spice baking chips. I am not entirely sure how this works. Booger, let's get on your bed. Come on. You're moving towards all the open packages. Come here. Come here. I promise you'll get a treat. I do have one for you. They have pumpkin spiced dog treats at Trader Joe's, so you best believe that that's coming. Hey, girl, no, you don't want the oat milk. I can promise you. No, booger! No, no, you found them. No.
Oh.
Good girl. Good girl. Stay put. No, this is chocolate. I don't have the time to go to the vet right now. Nor am I able to even open these.
Did you do ballet or something?
It's pretty impressive.
Booger, I'm watching you.
Maybe maybe you could do like a DIY craft video with your feet. Like that's pretty, that dexterity is amazing.
Maybe I'm under a lot of pressure right now. Oh my God. Okay, we finally got these open and they literally are just chocolate chips. Oh my God, they're chocolate chips that taste like a garden.
Mm.
Ugh. Ugh. What are these for? I don't understand why pumpkin spice is such a universal flavor when it only applies to like three different food types. It's like cookies, great. Or desserts, great. A beverage, sure. That's it. Period.
Pie.
Oh, like pumpkin spice oat milk? Okay. There was pumpkin spice Oreos. Oh, God. My poor body is just going through so much trauma. These are... Wow, that smells like a Yankee Candle factory. Holy shit. Okay, I'm not kidding. If you get these pumpkin spice Oreos, smell them. It smells like a f***ing fall candle. Mmm. That one I sadly had to spit out because these have gluten. These are phenomenal. Whatever lab these were created in, well done. If the Jet Puffs and the Hostess could take some notes, that would be great. Oh, there was this resealable thing I was looking for. Well, isn't that fun that I opened them from the side? Wow, there have only been like two things that I would say are worth eating. And now that I'm looking at it, I think it's just... No, it is like two. All right. I then found I found something of Dunkin' Donuts. Goldfish Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Grahams. Pumpkin spice. The kind of flavor you fall for.
Did Jake write that? Oh.
Damn.
Burns! Sam!
I'm on the Writers Guild strike, Sam.
Okay. Wow, this you could tell me was cat food and I would believe you. They're like goldfish that are, it looks like they're dusted in like Dorito nacho shit. Ew. God, I just don't have anything to say about these. Like, buy these if you hate yourself. Like, I don't like.
Great slogan. Ugh.
They're awful. I don't get it. All right. I think these are pretty much just going to be... Oh, my God. I was just about to make a judgment. How foolish would I have been? There are these petite pumpkin spice cookies from Trader Joe's. And I thought they were just going to be like Oreos. They're like animal crackers, but like the ones with frosting and sprinkles. Oh, listen up, Trader Joe. My hopes are f***ing high. Higher than I... have been all week, so don't let me down. Here we go. Girls, I even swallowed. You can clip that.
Wow.
These are good. Wow, these are good. Oh my god, these are really good. Okay, I need to get away these away from me. Stop, because I will be a roly-poly-oly. All right, we have three more things. Two of them are for humans. I truly stopped in my tracks when I saw these at Trader Joe's. Oh, and now that I'm looking at it, they already told me not to buy these. Pumpkin tortilla chips. Yeah. I would like to note that the bag, the cover, the picture on the bag was more pixelated than all of our Unhinged episodes on webcam. This is, like, laughable. I'm going to send a picture to our group chat because this is actually shocking. Like, zoom into this bag when you get a chance. It is just pixels. It's, like, literally the aesthetic that all the girls are going for of, like, the VHS camera. That is literally the quality.
On the bag?
Yeah, look at the picture I just sent y'all. Oh, these are gluten-free, so I can swallow. Oh, my God. Ew, what even? Guys, there's, like, a fossil in this chip. No, like, I'm not kidding. You're getting another picture. There is a fossil in here.
Is it a bone?
It's a fossil. Like, I don't, it's not a bone, but, like, I don't know what it is, but it's, like, an entity.
Oh, that looks like a maggot, bro. So didn't Haroon find, like, maggots in the Trader Joe's Indian food?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Darn it. I guess I'll never get to try these.
It does look fucked up.
Oh.
All the ingredients on this make it look like it would be a great churro, actually. Like, that would be amazing.
That's what I was thinking, but it tastes literally just like a sadder tortilla chip. Those are really disappointing. All right, I'm the dumbass who bought the Trader Joe's version of Oreos as well as just Oreos. So I guess we'll battle the two sandwiched cookies for, I mean, I don't even know what this is even anymore. This is so concerning. Oh.
You loved them.
No, that actually, that was like pumpkin spice Clorox. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. That tasted like a home cleaner smells. Do you know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know when you smell something and then you taste something, you're like, oh my God, that tastes like it smelled?
Yeah.
That is exactly, like, that was a Clorox wipe, but pumpkin spice. Oh my God. Okay, Booger, the moment you've been waiting for. The last and final thing we have are pumpkin recipe dog treats. I don't know why this had to happen, but pumpkin is apparently good for dogs. I think when they have upset stomachs. So, Boogie, oh, these are like the size of my brain. These are huge. Should I also eat one?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, I'm not eating one. I just smelled them. Wow. Do I feel good giving Booger this?
You should taste it first and make sure.
I mean, it is. Dude, this is like the size of my head. I mean, not really. Do you want a pumpkin spice treat? Do you like it?
Oh.
Oh, please don't bite into it on the grass. We're going to have so many bugs down here. Oh, my God. It's in a million fucking pieces. Oh, it's in 155 pieces on turf that's in my basement. We're gonna have maggots, not in Trader Joe's food, but on our podcast set. She cleaned a bunch of them up. It literally looks like turds in my grass. Okay, well, that was that. I don't know, even know how to feel anymore. Just like, where the fuck are we? We're in a basement and I'm eating so much pumpkin spice bullshit that I have to spit into a paper bag. So, in short, this is exactly where I saw myself in 10 years.
So sad.
No, it is so sad. If you're going to get anything out of this, get the pumpkin spice Oreos or the pumpkin spice batons. And then Booger. Hey, Bug, should people get the pumpkin spice dog treats? I think that was a yes. And now my mic is soaked and there is a crumb. Disgusting. All right, before we close out and get to the toast, let's hear one more voicemail. I want to hear some drama before I have some drama in my basement from the grass being covered in.
Hey, Chris. So I don't know if it's too late for this week's prompt because the podcast came out like 11 days ago. But anyways, when I was in high school in a while back, one of our students was sleeping with a teacher and he had a girlfriend and she caught them. And then afterwards, they actually continued to date, which is crazy. So that was our biggest scandal while I was there, besides, like, our little, like, officer that worked there was also a stripper. And he had a tattoo that said nasty. and then we were on the news because our cafeteria had cockroaches. And that was really embarrassing. Thank God I never ate school food. Anyways, if you have any more questions, my number's That is literally my mom's number. What the f***? Scratch that. All right, thank you.
I'm obsessed with you guys. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with that. We have to bleep their numbers out, but that is so funny. Oh my God, that is so funny. She left not only her mom's, but hers as well. That is so funny. Wow, there is a lot of sleeping with teachers going on. And did any of you guys know people that slept with teachers in high school?
It happened at my school. That was a scandal. It was a really popular substitute that worked in our district. And
more like a really popular prostitute.
There was all these stories of him going to parties and giving kids alcohol and sleeping with them.
Oh, I mean, that's nothing crazy. Based off of everything we just heard, I'm like, oh, whatever. All right, it's time for the toast. This week, we're pouring one out for all of the companies, restaurants, and businesses who are not making pumpkin spice products. Thank you. We have had enough. I literally needed that red wine. I feel like an adult again. Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and rate and review. I'm starting to look like I'm begging, and that's because I am. Please, just write something nice and give us 5 stars. You know, I'm not asking for a teacher to sleep with me or anything. I mean, come on. Anyways, we also post video episodes up on youtube.com/Chris. Thank you, Justin, Sam, and Jake, as always, for being the best podcast team in the world. And we will talk to you guys next time. Peace out from this pumpkin spice puffy.